Hello, my name is Amanda McGarrah. I'm the owner of Scarlet Joe's Redemption, Curious Minds for the Healthy Pets, and today's topic is dog parks. So I honestly had a little bit of fun doing this topic, and I'm so thankful that you guys were able to share your opinions with me on my social media pages, because I obviously do have a very strong opinion about dog parks, and honestly, most of you are in agreement with me. They are not safe. So think about this. You just got this adorable puppy. Let's go with like a pit bull lab mix and happy-go-lucky little bugger. And you're just walking, 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 and then you finally get to the gates, and it has like this nice little enclosure before you get in, and you see all the dogs in there. They're playing, they're having fun, all is well. And you get in there, everything seems to be going well, and then it just takes that one dog that dominates your poor little puppy, pushes them to the ground, and it can switch. You know, it could be fine. It could go into attack mode. You just never know. And that's kind of the point of this podcast, is to, again, create awareness so you're not ignorant going into a dog park. And oh my goodness, guys, I know I said this before, but like, I'm in these social media groups on Facebook, and I even follow a couple of shelters and rescues. And one of them said, this dog would be great if it has a yard, amazing, or a dog park. What? Or a dog park? You're advocating for dog parks? And I see their point. They're trying to get across is that this dog needs to get its energy out. But that's where a lot of dogs get attacked. That's where a lot of dogs get diseases. That's where a lot of dogs, the outcome is so, you just don't know what's going to happen when you go in there. And that's what you have to take a risk. You have to take a risk going into a dog park. So it just kills me inside. Again, I don't want you to be ignorant. I want you to be educated. And that's the whole point of my information that I have here for you guys, is to be that proactive pet parent, to know what you're getting yourself into. One of my first dogs that I rescued, her name was Lily. And she was a pit bull, mastiff, King Corso mix. She was beautiful. I love her. You can see her all over my, I modeled with her for another company on my, scarletjoesredemption.com. You'll see her. Love her. She's amazing. She's passed now, but I knew Lily could handle her own. If God forbid something were to happen, I knew she would be okay, because she was tall. And she also wouldn't put up with anything. And she also knew when to walk away. So like, I trusted her. But if you have any inkling, you don't feel safe going into the situation, don't do it. Don't do it. If you have a puppy right now, there are so many lovely boarding kennel facilities that have like doggy daycare. So, you know, those can be a situation as well, but at least it's monitored. There's somebody in there watching the dogs. Usually it's small dog group, large dog group, and it's monitored. People are there, and you know, God forbid something does happen, they're able to, you know, scoop the dog up and go to emergency, or sometimes they have staff there already that can help your dog. But honestly, when I was working in the emergency animal hospital, most of these attacks were coming from dog parks. And it's always the unfortunate, you know, innocent soul that brings their dog in there and says, you know, Fluffy got attacked and the dog is mangled. It's awful. It's awful, awful, awful. So I want to share some of what my lovely friends from my Scarlet Joe's Redemption group said. So one of my friends said, it's a good idea, safe when used responsibly. That is the idea. Like, that would be the goal if people could be responsible. But again, those people that have those kind of tough dogs, or those dogs that are dominant, don't understand. And I really want to see the better in the people that they just think that it's going to be okay, that their dog's going to get along with everybody. You never know. Again, you never know what you're going to run into or who's going to be there, what kind of dogs, what temperaments. Another person said, nervous about taking dogs there. So if you're nervous, the dog's going to sense your energy. And if the dog senses your nervous energy, the dog's going to be nervous and then bring that into the dog park. And then that's going to stir a bunch of different energies. If you don't believe in that, I'm sorry, but I have seen it when pet owners come into the animal hospital and their dog's really anxious. And then there's an anxious owner right there. You see it. It happens. And sometimes it doesn't. But more than not, they can sense our energy 100%. If people were responsible, it would be great. Again, yeah, it all comes down to the people. And that's funny when people ask what I do. I say I'm a people educator. I'm not a dog trainer. I don't train dogs. I train people. Because it is the people that need to be educated to be responsible, to know what to do, to care for these dogs. They need our guidance. We brought them into our home. Like, be responsible. Another person said it only takes one person to ruin it. Yeah, absolutely. And again, if you don't go to dog parks, then you don't know what goes on there and you're innocently walking in and then you're running out because your dog got attacked because you just don't know. So if you know anybody that has a dog, getting a dog, share this podcast, make them aware. It can turn really bad. Like if the wrong dog is in there, the wrong pet owner is in there, that's just a huge risk that you are taking. Someone also mentioned disease. Yeah. So if dogs are pooping, obviously everywhere, there are parasites in their stool. Sometimes you can't see them. You can see tapeworms, you can see roundworms. But then there's Giardia, there's Coccidia. I think there's a couple of other ones. My brain's a little fried right now. But again, you can't always see them. So that's that viral. You don't know what dogs are sick, what dogs aren't, what they're carrying. I mean, it's just like, you know, humans too. But you're going in there for a social experience for your dog. Not the best place to do it. It's just not. The last one I have is judgmental pet owners. 100%. So Lily, again, was a pit bull, mastiff, cane corso. She looked intimidating and people, you know, either were very welcoming or you'd get the side eye like, okay, it's time to go. My one friend has a Doberman pincher and she was actually very sweet as pie. I know they can be a little goofy, but people would walk away. And so I can go back and forth on this topic. So if you don't feel safe, walk away. You don't have to say anything to that person. That's another touchy subject, but don't be rude, essentially, is what I'm getting at. You know, if a dog makes you uncomfortable, pick up your dog and walk out. Grab your dog and walk out. If, you know, again, it only takes that one person to stir a problem and ruin it for everybody. And it's not fair, you know? So really what this podcast came back down to is responsible pet owners. Your nervous energy, just be mindful of it. And disease and judgmental pet owners. All in all, don't take your dog to the dog park. If you're listening to this and you know of an amazing dog park where it's monitored and people, you know, check for vaccines, and I would love to hear it because that sounds, you know, like people are doing a great job, but the dog parks near me are a free for all and, you know, they're open for anybody. Which I think is, you know, was the idea. The idea behind it is great. The reality of it is not. So yeah, I would love for you guys to follow. Definitely leave me a review. I would greatly appreciate it. And check out my social media. There's Scarlett_Joe's_Redemption. That's my Instagram. And then I also have my website. That's ScarlettJoesRedemption.com. I now have a membership for Proactive Pet Parents. I have a lot of great things going on right now. So if you have any questions for me, always reach out. I would be happy to talk to you. See you next time.